Coming up, zombies are chasing me, but it's a good thing because I'm going to get in shape.
I'm going to show you an app that is a complete time waster, but you're going to love it.
Apple Watch Secrets with Jason Snell.
It's time for the brand new iOS Today.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is iOS Today, episode 248, recorded Monday, May 18th, 2015. Activity apps. iOS Today is brought to you by NatureBox. NatureBox ships tasty, guilt-free snacks right to your door with over 100 flavors to choose from, like mini Belgian waffles. You'll never get bored of snacking again. Try NatureBox at naturebox.com/twit. That's naturebox.com/twit. And by Gazelle, the fast and easy way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. And by Trunk Club. Have the wardrobe you've always dreamed of hand-picked by your own personal stylist. Go to trunkclub.com/twit and join Trunk Club today for free.
Welcome to iOS Today.
Where are we? I'm lost.
This is our new set. It's beautiful. My brain is connected to your brain.
We didn't really think about that when we built the Stargate, but I'm happy about that.
Yeah, this is the show all about iOS. Apple Watch, iPhone,
what else?
The other stuff. Oh, iPad.
Apple TV. So the reason we decided to rejigger iPad today and kind of make it a little bit broader is because, well, when the Apple Watch came out, we realized, oh, well, this is kind of an artificial constraint where we can't talk about that, but we can talk about this. So many apps now are on all three platforms, the iPhone, the iPad, and the Watch. And frankly, I think maybe even as soon as WWDC next month, Apple's going to announce an Apple TV that has an app store. And then suddenly you'll get an app that'll be on your iPad, your iPhone, your Apple Watch, and your Apple TV. Mm-hmm. So we need a show that covers all four iOS platforms. So that's what this show is.
Right. We called it the panfecta. Remember the apps
It was the trifecta.
Yeah.
Then the quadrifecta. Yeah, now I don't know what we're going to... Anyway, apps. Welcome.
Yes. So today we're going to talk about activity apps. I ran the Beta Breakers race yesterday with a bunch of crazy, dressed up, naked people, and it was fun.
It's not a marathon.
No, it's 7.6 miles,
so it's like
I think.
1.725 marathon.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
It's from the Bay to the Breakers, from the San Francisco.
And
Bay
the Hayes
to the
Street
ocean.
Hill is
yes.
the tough part.
Yeah, that's
you have to
the
go
tough
uphill.
Part. Yeah, uphill. Yeah,
but it's through beautiful San Francisco, and then people wear costumes or they don't wear anything at all.
Right.
Sometimes
some people just wear running shoes.
And so the runners in the beginning are runners.
Yes.
Everybody else, it's a party.
Yeah.
Which part were you in?
I ran. We took the ferry in and.
Fun.
Then we were a little bit late for the start, but it was clear then. Usually you're at the start and you can't run at all because you're just in the crowd.
Yeah.
But yeah, we ran the whole way.
And were you in a caterpillar?
I wasn't. I was in a group.
You're supposed to say, no, Leo, it's not a caterpillar, it's a centipede.
It's a centipede, sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
Were you
Where
in
people
a centipede?
Attach each other?
I'm playing Regis right now.
No.
But they sometimes do that. They run in groups and they're all one kind
attached.
Of thing, like a,
yes.
like a centipede.
Centipede, yes. No. But I was in a group. We were the mother cluckers, all from Petaluma.
Aw, and so you were wearing feathers?
Feathers, tail feathers.
So you look like chickens.
Tail. Yes.
Running
like chickens.
Yes. How fun.
Yeah,
and what was your time?
I'll show you a picture. 1:30.
And how do you know that?
I know it from my watch.
Oh, what a segue.
I had the Apple Watch. I use the built-in Apple Watch activity.
The activity monitor
and the workout monitor.
So I use it too, but I don't run. So you show me yours and I'll show you
okay.
mine.
Okay, so the activity app is really interesting. I have it right there on the face of my watch. That's my battery. Yeah, so I can see all the calories. How much I've walked, and so this is today. This was not yesterday, and that shows my move and my exercise goals and everything. For the run, I use the workout app, which is the one with the little.
That's a little confusing. So there's the activity tracker. Those are the circles that Apple made a big deal about, and then this workout tracks workouts specifically.
Right. So when you start, you just decide you're going to do the run. So this was what I did. I did 7.6 miles, and then you know, if you can put a goal in there.
So that's one thing that I noticed right away is that you can say I want a goal, target, heart rate, distance, mm-hmm. calorie burn. Mm-hmm. Or you could just say it's an open run. What I want you to do is tell me at the end of the run how much
right.
I did.
Yeah.
So then that's what you chose.
Yeah, and I started it and then, stopped it. I really like the Activity app. And it comes on your... You don't normally have it on your watch. I mean, on your phone. It's if you don't have a watch...
As soon as you install the watch, it says, oh, and it puts the Activity tracker.
Right. And so
I
really
didn't
like
know there was an app on my phone.
Yeah, I didn't either. And
You pull up yours, and I'm going to show you mine, okay?
Okay.
Because I actually had some Activity today.
Oh, you did?
It's an amazing thing.
On your Segway?
So this is... No. They don't think that counts. So that's the circles. Notice, by the way, excellent circleage. And when you do a workout, the red ring will show your workout. The green ring shows, what is the green ring? The red ring is calorie goal. Mm-hmm. So I have 500 a day is my goal. The green ring is how many minutes of exercise. And then, remember that's that thing where it warns you to stand up every time?
Yeah.
But as with you, I actually use the workout app, which is this little green man here. And you choose which exercise, and it's got a fairly good selection.
But you added some. I don't have stair stepper. I think did you add that?
I didn't add it, but maybe it noticed I was doing a lot of stair stepping.
Oh.
Actually, that's kind of an unfair thing. The stair stepper was when I was helping Abby move out of the dorm room, and she was on the third floor, and I realized, wait a minute, you could actually use this for mm-hmm. stair stepping.
Mm-hmm.
So you see here, you can set your calorie burn. That's the last time I did it. You can set your minutes. So it gives you, or you can do it open.
I do have stair stepper.
I did, yeah. I think there's a pretty good selection. Again, this is the one I just did. But if you decide open, watch what it does. It's kind of fun. You feel like you're actually in a race. Beep, 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 boom, and you start. And you can see I'm burning the calories even as I am sitting here. And then when you're done, by the way, as you run, it will show you this stuff. And did it beep you every mile? Because I think it does.
It's supposed to notify you. Yes, it did. I got the wrist notification.
Yeah.
And it did.
I think that's kind of cool. So you know how many miles you've done.
And you can see more on the phone. I had it up
You get there. Awards on the mm-hmm. phone, which is
You
fun.
Get, yes. I got an achievement because I did 1,000 steps. Don't show my password. Okay. Now, can you see my phone? Is this a good place for it?
Over.
That's definitely not a good place for it. Yeah. There you go. You know what? Use the iPad camera, why don't you? We have four cameras over our shoulders.
So,
there you go.
And maybe I'll turn that off for you. I can go to yesterday. So see how much activity it went around and around in the circle for yesterday. And it shows you what time you've burned the most calories. And then, of course, with the watch, it's also here are my achievements.
Congratulations on some marvelous, marvelous achievements.
So that's my...
What is that? A slinky from the top
sticker.
Down?
It's a sticker. Georgia Dow, of iMore, she calls them stickers, so that's what I call them, stickers. And she loves stickers, and she's a psychologist, so she's a
doctor. So she understands the gamification.
But we have all, her and I talked about this, because she
What is that? I've never seen that. Oh!
I did 300% of my move goal.
Oh, I would never see that one. I like this. This is what, I remember Foursquare did this, and they'd give you badges.
Yeah.
So I've got some, I thought these awards were a little odd, these kind of little weird 3D stars.
What'd you get that one for?
For first stair stepper workout,
Ooh.
Right? I like this. You can see the calendar of how you've done each day. So that, to me, this is all motivational. The idea is by doing, seeing this, you're more likely to actually, do some exercising. And it has had that effect on me. Yeah, these are silly, these achievements. But on the other hand, when you get one, don't you feel kind of good?
I do.
Yeah. When Captain America wields his mighty shield.
If you didn't get one, would you not do the exercise? That's the question. Because is it like, if I'm not going to get the sticker,
no,
then I'm not going
to
exercise?
No. To me, the real benefit of it is before you've exercised, when you haven't exercised, you can look at that calendar and look at the achievements and go, I really should exercise. And it just gives you, it's not a push.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a nudge. It's just this little tap. Boom. And that's enough sometimes just to go, I should do it. It's a little taptic nudge.
Yes, I like it. Well, and I don't know if you have the answer to this question. And later on, we're going to talk to Jason Snell. He's going to give us some more Apple Watch tips. He might not know the answer. Can you get the Activity app if you don't have a watch? Can you download
That's a good question. I don't think so. I think you... Because it installs automatically when you get the watch, and it doesn't... It's not there until then.
Yeah. So...
All right, but this is just the stuff that comes with the phone. Can you add stuff to the phone?
You can. Do you want to talk about something?
I can show some stuff.
Okay, you show some stuff.
Phone and watch. Runkeeper. Do you use Runkeeper?
I haven't, no. I've used MapMyRun, and I have couple other running apps that I use.
So, but a lot of people I know use Runkeeper, and one of the things Runkeeper has done is integrated with other things. So I don't run, but I do bicycle and stuff like that. And so it integrates with a lot of other apps, as they say, services and devices. It integrates with my FitnessPal, which I use to keep track of. Can you see that? It's kind of bright, isn't it? Let me just turn down the brightness a little teeny bit. I integrate it in with my FitnessPal, which we're going to show a little bit later on. That's how I keep track of my food. Now, Apple Health, someday there will be an Apple Health. And when there is, Apple Health is the overall Apple app that's like Passbook. It's going to keep track of all of this stuff.
Isn't it keeping track of it now?
It is.
It keeps track of my heart rate.
Apparently, it's just I think it doesn't yet do all the things it's going to do. So I'm going to allow Runkeeper to write calories, cycling distance, height, walk. I'm going to turn it all on. So you have to enable it in... I'm in HealthKit right now. Active calories, date of birth. I'm going to say, Runkeeper, you can have it all. And so now I've connected to health. So when I do a run and Runkeeper keeps track of it, it all goes into HealthKit. Similarly, Runkeeper, of course, shows up on the watch as well. And so I can look at the watch and see how I'm doing on my Runkeeper. You know, one of these days I'm going to stop tapping these little mini icons and use Siri to launch stuff. There it is. So now if I want to go running, instead of using workout, I could just tap go running. And it talks to me, which is kind of nice. It's a little simpler, right?
It is, yeah.
And notice it said activity, because Runkeeper, even despite the name, doesn't want to really just be for runs.
Yeah, and it spoke to you, which is nice.
It spoke.
So, okay, so you were saying HealthKit. Now, I think the one with the heart, the app, that's just the Apple Health app.
I've paused.
And HealthKit is the one that's going to eventually be around, right, that will connect and you solve, cure cancer and all that?
No, that's Research Kit.
Oh, Research Kit. Okay.
HealthKit does not cure cancer. Research Kit cures cancer.
Well,
no,
I think
none of it cures cancer.
It helps.
Right, that's
gather
Research
data
Kit.
And right. use large amounts of data.
But that's important because I think people might have heard about Research Kit and said, oh, is my stuff going to the Mayo Clinic? It's not.
You have to
sign up and make this big thing. So feel free to use HealthKit. It's just a central.
Activity stopped.
Thank you. Yes, I'm done.
That was a good workout.
Completed.
Yeah.
Workout summary. Total time, 18 seconds.
You're done.
Zero.
Go eat a hamburger.
0 miles. Average pace, 1 hour. 51 minutes, 8 seconds per mile.
I'm amazed it even came up with that number. It's really an infinite amount of time per mile.
Yeah, that was like your toe tapping. So health.
That's Runkeeper integrating, which integrates the health app, but Runkeeper is doing the talking on that one.
Right.
And it does it on the watch too, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
What else? So you don't use that for running?
I don't yet. Maybe I should.
I think it's a good app. It's certainly the kind of the dominant. Leader in this.
Well, the app that I use instead is Zombie Run, which is how I run. I like to be chased by zombies when
this
I'm running.
This is so cool. I love this.
So you can listen to your own music, and this is free to download with in-app purchases. You listen to your own music. You can have a playlist of music or podcasts or whatever, and then you just press start your mission, but I don't know if we'll be able to hear this.
Start moving now. Choose your own path. We won't ever ask you to change direction. We'll deal with the rest later. Right now, let's get going.
So that's kind of deceptive because it feels like, oh, they're just nice. I'm just going to wait a minute.
Townships just on the horizon. See it now? Not much more than a few fences to keep the zombies out. I don't know how they live like that.
Zombies.
I don't know how they live like
how
that either.
How do they live like
so
that?
So what it is it's training you to, I mean, you're just running and you run, they're not telling you where to go. You just run, but then it tells you to speed up because it says, a zombie is chasing you. And so you run really fast.
It doesn't make you jump over fences.
No.
It doesn't say, quick, run down the middle of the street screaming zombie, zombie.
No, no.
So
it's just
safe
a little
that
story
way
in your head.
It's just a story in your head.
Zombies.
But it's entertaining, and there's radio broadcasts and all sorts of
right
stuff.
Right, and then
it's
you're listening
cool
to your music. Because that's the way you're supposed to run, I think, is, you know, slow and then fast and then slow.
Right,
you know,
interval training.
Intervals, that's the
yeah
way they call it.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's cool. I like it. And then it tracks your runs, too. And
we mentioned MyFitnessPal. I should probably show that. So this is another app. A lot of people love this app that lets you keep track of calories you've eaten. Again, it's awfully bright. Let me, I did it revert, or maybe I just, it's, this is a particularly bright app. It's social, which is really great,
mm-hmm,
as is RunKeeper. It allows, for instance, Dr. Mom, who I'm in constant contact with, she's kind of saying, I lost 5 pounds. She said, good job. I see what she's doing. People have blog posts. So I like the social aspect of this because, you know, it's, I think we know this, that if exercise is better if you're doing it with somebody else, if maybe you've got a challenge. So it's exercise. It's keeping track. Lisa's doing her food diary right now. The one person who doesn't need to keep a food diary. But she, it's fun, and it's very easy. You know, if I'm going to add a food, let me do that right here. Hello. Oh, there it is. Boy, it's dark again. You're going to turn it up a little bit so you can see it. So it knows what you've had before, and I'm going to have it again. I had an espresso this morning, a little cream, some tangerines and almond butter, that kind of thing, and it'll add that all up. It seems to be a little sluggish right now. Keeps track of all of that, but look at this. This is the watch interface. Let me do it right. Hey, Siri, open MyFitnessPal. That's a little tip, by the way. It's always easier to do that than to try to find mm-hmm that little tiny icon in Siri. Now I have to hold my wrist up higher because you've panned up a little bit, haven't you? So shows what you've consumed and how many of your daily total is available. It also gives you nutrient breakdown, which is kind of cool. You can see how much fat, carbs, fiber, sugar. And by the way, on this app, you can set your limits. So if you don't care about fat or you don't care about carbs, you can say, I don't care. You know, you can tell it. It also keeps track. And this is nice. All of these apps do this. They're integrating in the steps that I take from my watch, from my phone. So it's keeping track of that. And you get to decide which app you're going to use. So the calories that I burn up, and Lisa does do this, burn up in whatever app you use. And if you're using MyFitnessPal, it'll automatically record that. And
right.
That's actually really great.
It is great because before you had to guess. You know, you said, oh, well,
right,
I went, you know, I walked 2 miles. I probably burned, I don't know, 1,000 calories. Like,
right,
you just put that in there. Now it's in there and, you know, helps you. So
I apologize. Apparently I've launched, we're going to call her Shlomo. I launched Shlomo on a bunch of our live viewers' things. I should warn you when I'm going to say, hey, Shlomo.
I thought you were going to do it with the watch, but the watch you actually have to press down.
No, you don't. Watch.
Oh, you don't?
Hey, Shlomo, all you have to do is...
You're not launching it on mine, then.
Well, if it were listening...
My watch never pays attention.
It never listens. Hey,
wait.
Shlomo, I'm talking to you. Oh, I have to say that other word.
Did you mention on MyFitnessPal you can take pictures of the barcodes of food to get
yeah
calories?
Yeah, I didn't mention that, but
yeah,
that's a nice feature.
It is. I
try not to eat packaged food, so that's a less valuable feature for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you eat packaged foods, it
I
makes it very
only
simple.
To eat packaged
and they have
foods
a lot of restaurant menus, too, so when you go to Wendy's and you have that extra crunchy burger with bacon, you know
right
it's going to be in there, and unfortunately, it's going to register all those calories mm-hmm on your FitnessPal.
Yes. I have one more app,
right,
and then we can...
I have one more, too.
Oh, you do? Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
This is called Charity Miles. This is one I use. Can I turn this like this? Because it's only... I don't actually use it on my iPad, but I thought it would be easier to show it on my iPad.
Yeah, because the phone is small. Yeah.
When it's attached to me when I'm running. But this app will keep track of your runs and also donate money to the charity of your choice for every
nice
run. So it's 25 cents for every mile that you bike. No, every mile that you run or walk, and 10 cents for every mile that you bike. So you get to go
yeah
through.
You shouldn't get as much money for,
right, because you got yeah,
yeah.
So you go through, and this is all ad supported. That's where the money's coming from. So you can choose from all these different charities, Leukemia Lymphoma Society, ASPCA, Habitat for Humanity, Autism Speaks, Girls on the Run, which is a great program. And then you can say, you know, you'll go on a run, and then it tracks how many miles you're doing, and it'll show you an ad. That's who pays for the money. And, yeah, and then you stop it at the end, and then you've given money to charity, or the advertisers have given money to charity, and you've just gone running. So it's good. It's inspiring to run.
Isn't it, though? I really enjoyed the zombie run, and this is one you told me about, and we're going to see if we can get this to work. You were having a little trouble. This is an iPhone app called Atari Fit. It comes from Atari, the game manufacturer. So it's the same idea. You would use this. Maybe I'll use this on our treadmill. You can choose. This is free, but there's in-app purchases. So if you say, oh, I want to do a gym workout, you can subscribe to a gym workout, but watch, you get, there's a buy button. And so, you know, this is a lot of apps. Like FitStar, mm-hmm. do this. You buy the plan.
That's how Zombie Run too. There's an extra.
Yeah, that's fine. I understand that. But let's track a run. Oops, I'm gonna allow it to use my location. Okay, I'm gonna say I'm running right now. Okay, and then I could play Atari games. But did you see what it said? I have to earn some coins by actually running. So don't you love this? This incentivizes you. Here's Centipede, Pong, and Super Breakout. If I earn 5 coins, I can play a classic Atari game. I think that's so cool.
It is. It's gamifying it, too. It's like if you don't go for the stickers, maybe you want to play
This is what
Atari.
You were having it crash.
Yeah, it was crashing.
This is brand new. It's not relatively new. It came out a couple of months ago. I'm not sure if it's because we're using this on iPads or what, but or maybe because I have no coins. Are you ready for a little Pong while you run? Anyway, worth a try. It is free to download. We've had a few bugs, a few forced crashes, but I love that idea, playing old vintage games while I
exercise. Work.
And the truth is, I can't play a fancy game. I need simple games. Pong's perfect because I'm doing this, right?
Yeah. It's for when you are running, you can play.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be for when you're running down the street. Before, well, no, you could do it. No, actually, you're right. You could go for a run,
and then
earn some coins.
Right.
Then sit down, play a nice little game of Pong. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm going to earn the coins, and then I'm going to play while I'm on the treadmill because I'm bored.
You're playing right now.
I am.
You can get all the links to all of these apps at iOS Today, twit.tv/iOS Today.
All right.
A quick reminder, we're live around 12:30 Pacific time every Monday. You can watch at live.twit.tv.
Did I drop my cue? Did I not say something I was supposed to say?
Maybe, I don't know. I always think everything's my fault. Subscribe to the show on iTunes or any other way.
You know what? I know what's going on. You're having you're having a low sugar.
I'm starving.
You're starving. You're having a low blood sugar moment, and that's why we bring out the Nature Box. We love Nature Box. It's a subscription that brings you guilt-free, delicious snacks on a regular schedule. Which do you want? I think you're a quinoa kind of person. I don't know why.
I do like quinoa. Yeah. I like to have, and I don't eat a lot of meat, so I gotta get my
protein
somewhere.
But the thing about quinoa, kind of bland. Mm. So listen to this. This is Nature Box, nutritionist approved. Chocolate quinoa granola. Now how much would you pay? By the way, never any high fructose corn syrup, never any saturated fats or artificial colors or sweeteners. Always good stuff. Probiotic power mix. This will keep your belly feeling good. It's got cranberries, Greek yogurt, apricots. Oh, this looks good. What else we got here? So here's the deal. I want you to go. Ooh, this is your favorite, I think. White truffle popcorn.
It is.
I think I heard you say that the last time.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go to naturebox.com/twit. Get your first free trial. I think this will perk you up. Blueberry nom noms.
Oh, excellent.
Have some. I'll do the coffee kettle corn. Naturebox.com/twit. Snack smarter. Snack better. Don't go to that machine in the back when you get that low blood sugar moment. How about some strawberry lemonade, fruit stars, or sweet and salty nut medley? NatureBox.com. Those look good. /twit. Get your free trial right now.
All right. Well,
part
of the new format of the iOS Today is we're going to have some guests. So it's not just us blabbing all the things we know or don't know.
You picked my favorite guest of all.
Yes. Well, Jason filled in for
He's
you.
He's been sitting in a soundproof room.
Yeah.
He filled in on iPad Today a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, he did.
Right.
Yes. Right. And so Jason Snell is, of course, a Mac expert.
Is he behind this?
He lives so far away that we thought that we would get him through the video calling, the Skype.
Hey, Jason.
Hello.
Nice
Hello,
to see you.
On the internet. It's good to be here.
Former editor-in-chief at Macworld and editorial director at IDG. He's now at sixcolors.com. But he also, as you could tell from if you're watching the video, he has a very professional setup. He does a bunch of podcasts, too, like The Incomparable at theincomparable.net.
Yeah, so I bought a microphone.
Look
and
at
stuff.
That. That's so like a... That's a sure. That's like a professional radio microphone.
I'm apparently a professional podcaster now, and I thought I ought to look the part.
Don't ask Howard Stern what he thinks about that, but okay.
So, Jason, you were going to give us some Apple Watch tips. Your first one was going to be about the Activity app. So you were listening in. Did we say anything that was not correct?
No, I think it's funny for people. People need to know that it exists, right? Because it actually doesn't appear, I think, until you pair a watch. So it's like a stealth app update. So I didn't even know. Somebody was telling me about stuff they found in the Activity app, and I said, what Activity app? And sure enough, it was there. I just had completely missed its existence. So it's good to know. I mean, tip number one is know that it exists.
It's there. No, because I think I asked Jason or somebody on Mac Break Weekly, how do I want to see my awards, my achievements, where do I see them? They said in the Activity app. And I said, no. They said, on the phone. I said, what? So, yeah, you could go
weird.
A while without knowing it exists.
And in fact, one of my tips, separate from the Activity app, is about the Apple Watch app, which I think it's easy to take for granted. You get it set up and you're using your Apple Watch and you don't think about it. But the Apple Watch app is your friend. I think it's really important for people. You should explore the Apple Watch app because a lot of settings can be set in the Apple Watch app that can't be set on the watch. Some of them can. Some of them can't. It's worth exploring because you will discover some things in that app. That you'll be like, oh, I had no idea I could set this. And there's, you know, there's different like text and display settings. There's app settings. What stuff shows up as your glances? Which stuff shows up in the app switcher? Just so many different options. That's the heart and soul of the Apple Watch in terms of customizing it. Is actually the Apple Watch app on the iPhone.
So
ignore it at your peril.
It's another one of those apps that didn't show up till you had iOS 8.3. As soon as you did. You had, and I have to say, that's the worst icon ever. It's a sideways Apple Watch.
Yeah, it is. I agree completely. I don't
but
even know what it's supposed
you,
to look
you
like.
You need
it's
this. Literally... I mean, you need it, of course, to set up your watch. And every app that you have on your phone that copied over to the watch, even the ones that didn't, every app on your phone that has a watch interface will show up here, right?
Exactly.
So this is your opportunity to decide, do you want Amazon? See, this is risky because you can actually buy Amazon stuff on your watch.
Yes, someone actually did that. Yeah.
Dangerous.
You could Shopify voice and then say click it. Wow. You know what I love is Dark Sky. I do keep Dark Sky on my watch. You know what I found the other day that was really great is it was raining and I'm driving and it says don't worry, it's only going to rain for 12 more minutes. I thought that's great.
Was it true? Was it accurate?
Yeah, Dark Sky actually what's one of the things Dark Sky does is it says exactly what's the weather to the moment and how much longer it's going to last and it shows up on your watch, which is really cool.
That's how you set the friends, too. You know, when you single-click the side button, right? That's
right.
The first thing that comes up is your friends, and you have to set those through the Apple Watch.
Now, notice I've got it turned on as an app, but I have it turned off in Glances. Jason, when should I put it in Glances?
Well, I mean, we don't know how everybody's going to use this stuff quite yet. I'm trying to have a few Glances rather than having... Since you have to swipe through them one by one, having a lot of Glances is kind of inconvenient. But if you use it a lot, it's like apps you put in your dock on your iPhone. It's like the stuff that's the most important that you're going to be checking all the time. I think, you know, putting five or six of those in as Glances is good, but you don't want 20 Glances, I think.
Right. I'm showing... That, I agree with you 100%. In fact, that's some of the triage that you do as you use the watch over a period of time. You start to turn off notifications because if it's too noisy, it's not useful. You start to turn down the... Show my watch, if you would. So the Glances are when you swipe up. And there's some you have to have, like this connected glance. I keep this right up front. You can rearrange Glances in the app, right? So I keep this up front because I listen to audiobooks. So when I'm playing, I love this. When I'm playing an audible book on here, it will show up. Oh, it's got to update. Let's see how long that's going to take. Well, it'll show up as what I'm listening to here, including the title of the book, so I can control it, which is
great. One of my tips, actually, is about that glance that's called the Now Playing Glance, which is different than the music app. Don't ask why. But the Now Playing Glance, one of the things that you might not know is when it's visible, you can use the digital crown to adjust your volume.
Oh, look at that. So let's do it. I'm going to turn it up.
I don't want to
And, you know,
and I'm
some people
turn it down. That is nice.
Some people think that's obvious, and other people have no idea that they could do that, because most glances can't do that. But because that one is from Apple, it has access to the digital crown.
Oh.
And it's a really nice feature. I use that all the time.
I love you, Jason Snell. Yeah. I did not know that. I've been trying to do this with my little tip of my finger. This is so much easier. And
nice.
I do like the pause. And on Audible, this it must be picking up and you know, pieces from Audible, even though there's no Audible Watch app. It knows that Audible can jump back 30 or forward 30, so it adds that functionality.
It does that. With Pandora, you can also...
It'll do that, too?
Yeah,
okay.
You don't want to use the Pandora app. You want to use the Now Playing app. You told me that, too, Jason, because then you can control it
you
with
control
your watch.
It.
But you can't
right, it's the
if
same,
you're using it.
It's the same API that they use to... You get those buttons on the lock screen of the iPhone, and it's very clever that they can change based on whether you have a jump back setting and a jump forward setting.
I love that.
That's what you're seeing there.
Yeah.
So that's a good one, and it's just, you know, spinning the crown. Unfortunately, third-party stuff can't have access to the digital crown right now for anything but scrolling, but hopefully by the end of the year with some software updates they will too, because you can see from the Now Playing glance just how nice it is to be able to just spin the crown a little bit and make the volume a little louder.
That's why I put it as my very very first glance on my watch, because that's I listen to audio whether it's music or books all the time.
Yeah,
so
podcasts.
A podcast too. Yeah, it works with the podcast app. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess Marco redesigned his Overcast app to work better with the watch. Is that one of the things he did? Does the control work with the Apple's control?
Yeah, it was already working out of the box, but I think what he did is he had this idea that the app was going to have a bunch of different levels, and what he learned, and he wrote a good piece about the design, he learned that it's just too complicated and you shouldn't replicate your iPhone app's interface on the watch. So now it's a single screen with... I think a force touch menu, but basically it's a single screen that shows you what's coming up. And if you want, you can change what comes up next or what podcast is playing. And that's all it does. And that's all it needs to do.
So you have a music storage tip, too.
Yeah, I mean, this connects to the Apple Watch app. People may not know this, but you can store music on the Apple Watch. You can actually set a playlist, and it's a single playlist in iTunes or in the music app on your iPhone, actually. And that will sync to the watch. The watch has onboard storage. It's actually got more onboard storage than the original iPod does. And you can choose a playlist to sync. You can limit how much storage it uses up in case you have a huge playlist, and it'll do a subset of that. And then you're asking yourself, well, you know, why would I want to listen to music coming out the little tiny speaker on the watch? And the answer is you wouldn't. But something you should know is that Bluetooth headphones will work with the watch. You can actually pair Bluetooth headphones for the watch, go running with the watch and not your iPhone, and listen to music and control it via the Now Playing glance or the music app on the watch. So it's not something that you would think would be possible. Why would you want that? But it's actually great. That means that if you want to leave without your phone, you can still listen to music using a Bluetooth headset.
That is a good tip. So I just learned that today. The activity app still works when you don't have your phone, when you go for a run, right? It's still recording what you're doing.
It's got sensors, so it's still going to measure your heartbeat. It's going to measure your movement based on kind of your arm movement. What it's not going to be able to measure is true distance, because it doesn't have a GPS. And normally it would use the iPhone's GPS for that. So it's limited. And obviously, you know, it'll do Apple Pay if that's engaged. But there are a lot of things it can't do because it can't talk to the phone. But it can play music and track your fitness to a certain degree. And yeah, you could even stop by the store and pay for something, and that would work too.
That's kind of an important tip. I was looking in fitness for adjusting my stride. You know, on most pedometers, like the Jawbone Up, you say how your stride is. And the Apple Watch is clever, but also kind of obscure. It can do that, but the way it does it is by watching you while you take a walk or a run outside. So you have to take a walk or a run outside using the workout app.
And bringing your phone.
You do have to bring your phone because you need the GPS. And then when you get back, it'll say, oh, okay, I get it. She took 5,000 steps. That was 2 miles. I now know to a great degree of accuracy, in fact, much better than if you enter your stride, what her stride is. So if you, and Lisa discovered this because she was doing the treadmill and it wasn't really recording calories or steps as accurately as the treadmill itself was. And so I said, let's take a walk, use the GPS, and then it's going to be able to do a much better job.
Right. So you have some digital crown tips also.
Well, Yeah, I already shared the one, which, one. You know, you never know what the digital crown's going to be able to do. Mm-hmm. I had one, and this is, it's documented, but I completely missed it, which is this frustration, like, you're using an app, and then if you, unless you have the setting, which is available to, when you wake up your watch the next time, return to the app that you had open.
Yeah.
By default, it returns to the watch face, which I think in most cases is the right thing to do. But here's the thing. You can get back to that app easily if you double tap on the digital crown. And it, you know, it will go back to the previous app, and then if you double tap again, it'll go back to the watch face, and you can toggle back and forth. So that's how you get really easily from the latest app you're using. It's the quick app switching, basically, between that and the face. So if you're frustrated, you were using an app and then you got distracted for a minute, and then you look and you're back at the watch face, you're like, oh, I don't want to go out and launch that app again, just double tap.
Oh, that's right, brilliant. Because I was conflicted. I on the one hand, I kind of wanted to set that setting so it would show the clock every time. But on the other hand, I kind of like to be able to jump to the app I was using. So now you can. You can have it automatically go back to the clock when you raise your wrist, but you could double tap to get back to the last app.
There are a few cases where you'd want, I think, to have the app always stay open, but they're limited. Like there are remotes for PowerPoint and Keynote.
That's what
if you're presenting, you should go into, you can actually go into the settings app on the watch and change it on the fly. That's a time where you really want it to always be on the app, so that you can just look at your watch and tap next and move to the next slide. But almost every other case, I think you'd rather have that reliable watch face there. You know, if you look, you're going to get the watch face, and you can always get back to that app by double tapping on the crown.
Settings, general. This is on the watch. Settings, general, and then activate on wrist raise. You could say, when this is on, raising your wrist wakes the watch display. When this is off, you can wake the display by tapping it. And then you choose, what do I want to resume to, clock face. Or I did try it with last used app for a while, but then I said, no, but I really mostly want to see the time. And and now I understand why they offer that for Keynote or a PowerPoint. It makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense if you need immediate access without looking to a very specific app. But in most cases, I think you leave that setting turned off. And I wonder if at some point they'll allow third-party developers to set a default for that, like if I leave the Keynote app open, it will know to stay open, and if I leave, you know, something else open, it knows, oh, it doesn't matter. We'll see, but you can set that globally right now.
Does double tap, the other thing that always bugged me is that I'm in something and I want to see the clock. When I tap the crown once, it always brings me, it usually brings me back to this.
Yes.
And then I tap it again. It centers on the clock, and I have to do that. But if I double tap, it'll always bring me back to the clock.
That's the idea. It's just toggling between the watch face and the app that you're using.
Save me some squinting.
Yeah. All right. We have one last tip about Passbook on the watch.
Yes. Yeah, so this is, speaking of weird things that apps can do if they're from Apple, and also about this thing where, you know, very cleverly to save battery life, when you tilt the watch away from you, it goes to sleep. Passbook, the Passbook app on the watch, is a little bit different. And if you haven't noticed it, this is kind of a cool thing. If you open Passbook and you scroll to a barcode, when you reach the barcode, something happens. The background drops away. The brightness on your watch goes to 100%. And if you put your wrist away from you, it doesn't go to sleep, at least not for a while. And this is, it's very clever, because you can imagine a kind of a comedy routine where you're trying to scan something at the store.
I've done that comedy routine.
And you reach your wrist out and it turns off, and you're like, oh, let me get it back on. And then you reach it back out and it turns back off.
Or you're at the airport where you want to show that QR code to TSA.
Exactly.
The last thing you want to do is go, well, no, wait a minute. Oh, no. Hold. And then you have to. So that's good to know.
Zany comedy routine, but in Passbook, it's smart enough, because Apple has access to this and third-party developers don't. It cranks up the brightness, drops away the background, and makes the auto sleep behave differently, so that you've got time to scan that barcode from your Starbucks card or your boarding pass from your airline or anything like that, or a ticket for a baseball game, same sort of deal.
Right.
And it works pretty well. You'd be surprised on that little tiny screen. Those barcodes do generally scan about as well as they do on a phone.
Have you used it at the airport yet?
I have not used it at the airport because the scanner that I ran into at the airport for my boarding pass was angled so that it was just like this little tiny space where you could slip a piece of paper under or a phone, but there's no way I could get my whole wrist under there. Just the geography of it, or geometry of it, really didn't work. I did buy a tea at Starbucks using it though. So, and that was at the airport. It's okay. Airport Starbucks. So
you've used it.
Yeah, pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And I did use Apple Pay to buy a hot dog at the baseball game on my watch, which was pretty awesome.
That is. I am loving it, using it at the grocery store. I was a little bit nervous, but I started doing it. No one's making fun of me. They're all amazed. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I've been using it as well. I wish it were, and this is really a function of my own credit cards, fewer steps. I would love it if I just show the watch and they say, thank you, you've paid. But unfortunately, I still have to go through a bunch of extra clicks and signings. But that's because my credit card company requires it, not because it's Apple Pay.
And I think as we move in October to the chip system in the U.S., I think we'll end up in a place where a lot of stuff is more trusted than it is now. Because, you know, you are, with this Apple Pay stuff, you are authenticating with your body, right? So you shouldn't need to sign because it being strapped to your wrist, it reading your thumbprint, these are authentications as good as a signature. But right now, our infrastructure is sort of not capable of making the distinction. And I'm hoping that this fall, when the new chip credit cards come in, that maybe the this digital payment experience will improve too.
Well, Jason, thank you so much. I know you have a lot of podcasts. I read on Twitter that you just did one that was highly edited, like a story style.
I did. Actually, if people are interested in David Letterman retiring.
I am. Last 3 days, yep.
Or you're wondering why people are talking about David Letterman retiring and why it matters, the latest edition of The Incomparable, which you can get to at theincomparable.com, is called Monkey Cam. And it is, I interviewed about five people and told sort of my own story about the significance of this and put it all together into a pretty nice, I think, I'm really happy with how it turned out. And it's a departure because it is more like something you'd hear on NPR than just a roundtable. But it was a lot of fun to do. And he's one of my kind of comedy idols, I suppose you'd say. He very, very made a serious impression on how I view writing and irony and comedy and senses of humor at a young age. And it's his last week on the air, so I wanted to do something special, so that was it.
Me too. Very much influenced my presentation style on TV. Really sad to see him go. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to read that. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, check it out.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason Snell, everybody. Yes. Well, now what do we do?
Well, we have another sponsor.
Keeper of the Rundown. Gazelle?
Yes.
Do you want, I have to admit, the watch is growing on me. People are noticing that I'm wearing the watch more and more. Mm-hmm. And I had to get an iPhone 6 to go with the watch. Callie Lewis, same thing. She had only Samsung phones. Gazelle.com. That's where you go if you want to trade in your existing gadget to get a new gadget. Gazelle will buy your old iPhones, your old iPads, your Samsung, your BlackBerry, your LG, your Motorola phones, tablets from all the big manufacturers, including Google and Microsoft, Samsung, and of course Apple. It's a great place to sell. If you go there right now, you'll get a guaranteed 30-day locked-in price. That's nice because you don't have to decide. I'm waiting for the LG G4 phone, but I don't know if I'm going to get it. But I'd love to get a quote, and you should get a quote right now on your old phone because, after all, it's not going up in price. You might wonder what happens to those devices when Gazelle buys them. Well, some of them they recycle, of course. Some of them they sell elsewhere. But the very best stuff they sell right there at Gazelle.com. Yes, Gazelle now has a certified pre-owned program. Devices are available in two conditions. They're certified like new, which is basically new, and certified good. Certified good devices will show some gentle signs of wear, but in every case, every device has been put through a rigorous 30-point inspection, so they're fully functional. You're always backed by a 30-day risk-free return policy. These guys are great. Gazelle is a great company. They'll buy your old stuff. They'll sell your replacement stuff or new stuff. Free shipping. Most items qualify for a free box. Fast processing. And cash via check or a PayPal credit if you want, or an Amazon gift card. It is a great way to sell and a great way to buy. Gazelle.com. Since we talk a lot about these shiny new gadgets, make sure you dispose of them responsibly at Gazelle and get a little cash in your pocket.
So should we answer a few emails?
I'm ready.
All right. Mark writes, my father has left his iPad multiple times in the grocery store, in the home building supply store, and other places.
No.
My question is this. Is there something you can attach to it to make it beep or text his phone when he moves away from it? That's Mark from Oregon.
I mean, there are external things that you could attach, certainly.
Like a leash.
No, there's companies that make beepers. In fact, there have been a number of Kickstarter programs to do that. It would sure be nice, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's the Find My Phone feature that will beep it so you know where it is, right?
That's one
so
of the things I like about the Apple Apple Watch is when
it's just in the glances.
It's in the glances. When I can't find my phone, I press the little button that says Find My Phone, and it beeps my phone. It makes a loud noise on my phone, pinging the phone. And then the phone goes bing, 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 bing.
Even if you have it silenced.
Even if it's silenced, which my phone, of course, is. And the nice thing about that is it's really good for finding the phone in seat cushions of your sofa.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't solve our problem because he's leaving it behind and doesn't know he's leaving it behind.
Right. He wants to know that he's leaving it behind before he gets far away.
Yeah. I mean, well, I've left a few tablets in the seat back of a airplane. And once you go through security, you can't get back into the sanitized zone.
Mm.
In fact, I remember Lisa did that, and we actually said, please, sir, and I will forever have a good opinion of the TSA. You know how everybody hates those people who search you? I will forever have a good opinion, because the TSA guy says, okay, I'm getting off, but I'll go back and check, and brought her back her iPad from the plane,
that's nice.
Even though we were outside the sanitized zone.
Yeah.
So there are T-R-A-C-K-R, tracker. But it's an external device, so you're gonna have to get a loop or a hook or something to put on the tracker device, to attach the tracker device to your pad. But it certainly will do that. What you do is you install the tracker app on your iPhone, and then if it breaks the connection via Bluetooth with the tracker device, it'll make a big loud noise. It'll ring at you. Works with Android and iPhone. These are what the little tracker devices look like here. This is the tracker.
I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, I'm Christian.
Hi, Christian. Well, I don't care about Christian. But if we can just get them to show their... Oh, my head's in the way? All right. The device is actually... The new tracker is really small. Let's see if I can skim through this a little bit. Well, you get the idea. It's they don't. There it is. You see it on that briefcase? It's just like it's about a dog tag size, right? So if you probably would want a case for your iPad that you put it in, and then that case would have the tracker attached to it. Somebody should make a tracker case.
That would be good.
It'd be kind of interesting. Yeah.
Anyway,
that's one of many. There are a lot of them, but I know about that one because I've done the. I think that was a Kickstarter.
Excellent. I have another question from. This one is from Kathy. We were talking about this if you were watching the pre-show. She writes, I'm thrilled that you're changing the focus of iPad today to iOS today.
Thank you
for
Kathy.
Doing this.
Yeah.
Also wanted to let you know that the Apple Watch does not currently work with WPA Enterprise 2 networks. I was not aware of this, and I think other people may want to check out the type of Wi-Fi that exists at their place of employment.
A lot of businesses use it. We recommend WPA encryption as the safest way to protect your Wi-Fi. It means nobody could use your Wi-Fi access spot, and nobody can see the traffic that's flying through the air. We usually use WPA Personal. In fact, even here we're using WPA Personal. But I did a little research on WPA Enterprise. Well, I asked Jeff Needles. That's how I did the research. And it is true that even iOS 8 had a problem. And here's I think, the answer for you. On iOS 8, when it came out, the Leap authentication protocol was disabled because it was found to be insecure. There was a problem with it, so Apple turned it off. If that's the default protocol being used on your iPad, it's not going to work. It's not going to authenticate. But you can go into there's a program you can download that will allow you to configure your enterprise Wi-Fi settings on the iPad. Your IT department will know about it. And make it work once again by changing the settings. We haven't tried this, but we believe that when you do that on your iPhone or your I guess not on your iPad, but when you do that on your iPhone, it will automatically propagate the new authentication protocol to your watch, and everything should be okay. So if you work in a workplace where they use WPA2 enterprise encryption on Wi-Fi, and many businesses do, they already will know about this issue this Leap protocol is no longer being used. The tool that they use, you can use to configure your iPhone. So now if your iPhone can get on the corporate network, it's my understanding, my belief, that your watch will be able to. So the key is get your iPhone on it first, and then your watch should be able to work. That's my thought. But, you know, I'd love to, if somebody has a different experience, please email us. We can't test it here because we don't use Enterprise. We use personal.
Yeah. So the email address is still iPadToday@twit.tv. We will be changing that soon. But for now, iPadToday@twit.tv. If you have an answer to that question, or if you have another question,
have you been using the Wi-Fi on your watch? Isn't it cool that you could leave your phone on your bedstand and then go somewhere else and it still works? Or even here at work, I could leave it on my desk and it still would work somewhere else.
Yeah.
The only thing I found is it seems like I can't make phone calls that way.
I haven't tried to do it from far away.
I don't know why that would be, because so the way the watch works, my understanding is it uses Bluetooth most of the time. Mm-hmm. But once it has a high bandwidth, something like a phone call, communication to make with the phone, it'll switch to Wi-Fi. That should work. Maybe it's just something about my Wi-Fi at home. But, yeah, every time I try to answer the phone on my watch, if the phone's not nearby, I can't do
it. I always keep my phone nearby. One thing that was interesting yesterday when I was at the Beta Breakers, left my house at 5 a.m., the battery on my phone ran out before the battery on my watch.
Yeah.
The battery on my watch lasted all day. But the phone...
I have been very happy, I have to say, with both the iPhone 6, I see you have a 6 as well, and the watch. But one thing I do notice, the watch isn't going to worry so much about this because it's just talking to the phone as long as the phone's nearby. But when you get to some areas like San Francisco, who's your carrier?
A Sprint.
Sprint. I noticed that there's a lot of hunting going on, and there are areas where the radio in your phone is working overtime to keep you connected, and that's when the battery dies. Yeah. Walking around Petaluma, you don't have any problem, right?
No.
I only even use half of the battery on my iPhone 6 in a normal day. But going downtown San Francisco, because there's a lot of handoff, a lot of hunting, a lot of searching, the buildings get in the way, you're inside, your crazy centipede costume is blocking the signal.
Tail feathers.
That's why your phone doesn't always have the same battery life.
Yeah.
And in San Francisco, I've noticed that. It could just go away. I think it's true in a lot of cities.
But it was one of those moments where, like, I was going to use my watch to call Uber. I was going to impress all my friends, but my battery was dead. And I couldn't.
Frustrating.
Yes, but...
because it won't do it by itself.
No. Mm-mm. But I could have paid for something with it by itself.
You know what I don't do when I go to San Francisco?
What?
Buy clothes.
Dress fancy?
I love the clothing stores in San Francisco, but they just... I don't shop.
You don't shop.
Well,
but you
dress
fancy. How do you not shop and dress so fancy?
What a line. I don't like to shop for clothes. I love to shop for gadgets, obviously. You take me to a Fry's, I'll go there all day shopping for gadgets. But when it comes to clothes shopping, I'm very glad I found Trunk Club. This is one of my beautiful merino wool Trunk Club sweaters. So the way this works is you sign up for Trunk Club, trunkclub.com/twit. At this point, you've paid nothing, and you will continue to pay nothing. You will talk to your personal stylist. Robin's my personal stylist. She's great. I told her all about my style. She says, what brands do you buy? Where do you like to shop? Do you like to shop? Tell me, send me pictures of yourself so I could see your coloring. I could see how you like to dress. Maybe this isn't how you currently dress. What would your aspirational, wardrobe be like? She was great. I mean, really, it was like talking to a psychotherapist for an hour. That was about half an hour. Then, even better, she put online on the website, I don't have it anymore. I could show you, but I don't have it. A website with, okay, you like this or not? It's like Hot or Not or Tinder or something. Nope, don't want that. Yes, I want that. No, I don't want that. Then I got my trunk. I'm going to show you a trunk. I actually, sometimes the boxes are much bigger than this. It depends on how much you're getting. But the Trunk Club trunk comes with all sorts of incredible clothes in it. By the way, I still haven't paid a penny. All right? I'm going to pay, but only for the stuff I keep from my trunk. So first I have to figure out how to get into it. Oh, here it is.
Secure.
It's secure. No, it's just I don't know what I'm doing. I'll show you. Look at this. Now, you can help me.
That's so nice.
Do you like this?
I do, yeah.
See, I think Marco would love this. It's not available
for
the ladies. I'm sorry. No, it's kind of lumberjacky.
Oh.
So I don't, that's fine. No big deal. No. You only, what do you think about this? You like this? This is kind of neat.
There's a couple things there. The jacket is nice.
This is kind of an unstructured.
Ooh, is that a shirt?
Jacket. No, it's a jacket. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I should put it on. This I love, and I'm definitely going to keep this. This is a cable knit sweater. Mm-hmm. I like the cable knits. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you go through the trunk. You put aside what you want. You pile the rest back into the trunk. You send the trunk back. The only thing you pay for ever is the stuff you keep. You don't pay for shipping. You don't pay for the stylist's time. You can get as many trunks as you want. Keep nothing. You'll never pay anything. You only pay for the clothes you keep. And by the way, this is not a subscription. Don't fear that you're going to get a trunk every month and forget to cancel it and have to pay. No, it doesn't work that way. You only get a trunk when you ask for it. You only pay for the clothes you keep. You've got 10 days to try it. It is the best way to shop. Guys, look, I know you want to maybe upgrade your look. You want to get a better job. You want to get a better girlfriend. TrunkClub.com. I shouldn't say that. Maybe you want to get a better boyfriend. Let's not be judgmental here. TrunkClub.com/twit. Maybe you just want to get a better pet. Pets care how you dress.
They really do.
They notice. They say, you know, he's just not taking the trouble he used to. TrunkClub.com/twit. I love it. And I do not like to shop for clothes. That's why it's great.
All right. Well, this is the part of the show where we wear funny hats.
Funny hat time.
Talk about our favorite app.
I have a funny hat.
I have a funny hat, too. A hat that...
Oh, you're a princess.
I've always wanted to be a princess.
And I'm a member of the proletariat. What is this hat?
So
it's a cap.
It's a, yeah.
You know what? I look like Andy Cap from that old comic book. Remember, I should go to the bar, have a drink.
Or golf. It goes quite well with that sweater.
It does.
Yeah.
It's made for it. And
I've always wanted to be a princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who goes first, me or you?
Golly, I don't know, Mrs. Maroney.
Do you use RDO?
I love RDO.
I'm
not a subscriber. I'm a free user.
You are. Well, have you heard of RDO Select?
No.
It's brand new. It's $3.99 a month. That's way lower.
$3.99
a month. But here's what you get. You get 25.
What don't I get?
You don't get unlimited music. Do you want to hear what you do get first?
Yeah, what do I get? I asked the wrong question.
You get...
Megan, what do I get?
You get unlimited ad-free streaming stations.
Oh.
So stations like Pandora. Unlimited skips.
Unlimited skips?
Yes.
Even Pandora won't do that.
No, I know. And you can download 25 songs per day. So that once you've reached your 25-song limit, if you want to download another one, you can. But then that day.
Does it erase the first one?
The most recent one.
How about the next day? Can I get another 25 and
yes.
then I have 50?
You have 20, no, you have 25 at once.
Total
That's it.
Ever.
No man can listen to more than 25 songs.
In a day? Never.
Never.
No one could do that. All right.
For $3.99, I think this is a good option kids.
This is how I use
an allowance.
Basically, how I use RDO.
Right.
I don't think I would use any more than that.
Yeah, because 10, I mean, you can still use the regular free version.
I usually listen to one song a day.
Yeah, I think 25 is a good, it's like a
Seems
playlist.
That's 100 minutes if the songs are 4 minutes each.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I mean, you have a
Who has
busy
time
man.
To listen to more than 100 minutes?
So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty, you just.
The thing about RDO on the iPad, it has a great interface. It really is. And the social, you get all the other stuff, but you just get limited on the number of tracks you can
right.
get.
Right. Well, so, you can add this one, and I'm going to download it to my mobile device. And it says you exceeded 25 downloads. You can replace your 25 downloads once a day. Any new songs you download automatically replace the oldest.
Well, that's not bad. That means you really get 50. 25 in the morning, 25 at night. So once you've gone through the first 25, you can get another 25.
Yes, you can,
That's 50.
Right.
That's 50.
Yes. And playlists. So,
but this replaces the free subscriptions.
It does.
Basically.
So, last week we heard that
Apple.
Apple Music is coming out. They're calling it Apple Music.
Oh, right? I didn't hear that.
That's the rumor from 9 to 5 Mac.
What a name.
Apple Music. Well, it's just like
not
photos.
Apple Music.
It's not going to be called Beats anymore.
Yeah, it makes
apparently.
Sense.
This is
that's
a rumor
actually good.
From 9 to 5.
That makes sense.
Mac, and I believe them. That's going to be $10 a month. Probably.
Apple's been going to labels and saying, don't let Spotify have any more free. Airplay, that's bad for you. And you remember, of course, Taylor Swift pulled her 1989 album, said, you can't have it, Spotify, because she said, look, I'll leave it on the paid platform, the paid tier, but you can't play it on the free one. Spotify said no. So Taylor Swift says, well, sorry, I'm leaving. I think this is the end of free on Spotify, but $3.99 is a pretty good choice for a lot of us.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try music when it comes out and see. I hear they have a family plan, which is nice. Then you pay
it's $15.
Yeah,
and you
$15.
Get,
so.
All the kids can have it.
Yeah. So right now, RDO, I've been listening to it since this came out, and I like it.
My kids like Spotify, but this might move them over to RDO because of the price. It's probably adequate even for a heavy music listener.
Right.
All right. This is Stop watching. Go home. The show. Do not, whatever you do, watch my app cap. I'm telling you, Consider yourself warmed.
Well, I got another show to do, so I'm
remember the trouble I had with Simpsons Tapped Out, the addiction. Remember We Rule, couldn't stop playing it? Addictive stuff. I think that people on the staff here at Twitch should understand that they've got to protect me from this kind of game. From myself.
In all kinds of ways, yes.
But no, Jason Cleanthes, Mr. F and Dunn, he's just on the other side here. F and Dunn showed me. I should throw things at him. And I shouldn't show this to you, but I'm going to anyway. Sim City Build It. Do you know about this? Do you ever play Sim City?
I played a little. I played The Sims. I never played Sim City.
Yeah, well, Sim City predated The Sims. Mm-hmm. Was the one of the original Sim games in which you build a city. But for the iPad, Sim City might be a little bit too complicated. So this is an iPad specific, very much like We Rule or Simpsons Tapped Out. Beautiful graphics. I think they've done a nice job. Instead of being in charge of Springfield or a little family farm, you're in charge of a city. You build the city out. You've got factories that can create resources. Let me collect some of my resources. And, of course, there's things you have to do, you know, over time. As the city grows, you might want to build a police department or a fire department. Oh, my storage is full. I'll show you how these factories work. Let's see. This is a factory. It's got two slots. I can make hammers. I can make measuring tape. I can make shovels. I'm going to make some hammers because I know I'm going to need more hammers. Hammers and other stuff are used to upgrade buildings. Your buildings start as little tiny houses, and eventually, as you can see, they get to be skyscrapers. This is still fairly early on in the game, level 12. Here's the mayor's house, city hall. And, ooh, my dock is open, and a ship has come into port. Let's see. Let's load it up. It wants a couple of tape measures. Let's pack those in. All right. Cargo ship loaded. Cast off cargo ship. I get a little key. I get some money, and the ship goes to sail to other cities. Just like most of these games, you can visit other people's towns. There's F and Dunn's city. He's got a pathetic little town, just hardly going anywhere. I can sell things or buy things.
Other things besides play this.
Maybe. Apparently, F and Dunn decided, I'm going to turn Leo onto this game, but and then abandon it. Mm. Thanks, F and Dunn, but at least he gave me a hammer.
Oh, that's nice.
If I had a hammer, I'd play SimCity Build It all day long. Let's do some upgrading. So I need two chairs. Fortunately, I have a furniture factory. I could build the chairs. This one needs some plastic. Let's upgrade that building here. These I don't have the materials to upgrade. Also, occasionally you'll have opportunities to sell stuff. If I had three leaks, I could sell it for 496 coins. Now, you may say, well, this looks like fun. It's free, isn't it? Absolutely. It's completely free. Let's go and make some stuff. How about some metal in that factory? I'm going to make some more plastic in this factory. It takes time, 8 or 9 minutes. It's one of those games you can come and go and visit, play at your leisure. I leave it sometimes all night, and then my Sims get all unruly. You do have to have fire protection. There's the firehouse, and you see it protects this part of the city. But if I were to put some new buildings somewhere else, they'd get burned down. So you got to be very careful about where you place your stuff, your police stations. There's all sorts of things you can build. Parks, education, transportation, eventually even houses of worship, landmarks, gambling. There's gambling, yes. Sewage is very important. You got to make sure you got a working sewage system. And I did. I invested early on in a really nice sewage plant. There it is for my town. This is, I hate to say it, a lot of fun. Now, you may say, well, you don't seem to have to spend any money. And in fact, you really don't. But it's like all of these games, maybe a little slower, maybe a little less exciting. If you want to spend money, you can. $5 will get you 250 Sim Bucks. $100, 8,500 simoleons.
Wow. Then you can build.
I spent hundreds of dollars on donuts. I did. Hundreds, of, literally.
Really?
Yes, on The Simpsons Tapped Out, also from Electronic Arts. Mm. They have my money. I'm not giving them any money.
Just your time.
Time is money, and this does. It's quite a time sink. Mm-hmm. I think I could have written a novel in the amount of time it took to build this city. Should I grow more? I don't know. What are those, leeks and potatoes? I don't know what that is.
You should.
At the farmer's market. More leeks and potatoes.
You can make a soup.
So my warning to you is don't get involved. Just stay away from this game. It will suck you in. It will drain your life of all meaning. Pretty soon you'll be sitting here. You'll be tapping. Your loved ones will say, Daddy, Daddy, what's for dinner? I'll be right with you. I've got to plant some more seeds in my virtual economy. On the other hand, what's life for, after all?
Besides playing games on your iPad.
Sims, it's nothing. Free. Don't buy anything. Okay, I gave them $10. That's
it.
All.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it. No more.
I will go buy some leeks and potatoes for you with my Apple Watch for free.
Doesn't take Apple Watch. SimCity. SimCity Build It is the name of this.
The grocery store does.
And one nice thing. It's available on iPad and iPhone. Does not yet have an Apple Watch version. However, what's nice, if you sign in the Game Center, you can have the same city on all of your iDevices, which is great.
That is great.
Android, too.
Excellent. All right, that's it for this first episode of iOS Today.
I'm sorry, did you say something I was building?
Yes.
Building an empire.
Time.
How do you
money.
Like the new show? Let us know.
I like it. I like this.
Did we change the email? Do we have iOS Today at Twit.tv?
Not yet.
So it's iPad today still.
Yes.
You know, I can help you with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I might. I don't even need
I know somebody in the engineering department.
Working on that, then we. Yeah. I can do that. Yeah, so you can email us. You can call us. Our voicemail is still the same. The number is right here in front of my face for me to tell you. It's 757-504-iPad.
We got to fix that.
Yeah, and we got to fix the greeting, too.
You still Sarah?
Yes. Okay. I got a list of things to do. Right after.
Get to it, Maroney.
Tech News Tonight, which is
coming up on most of these same stations.
In an
Megan
hour.
Maroney.
So.
Tech News Tonight every Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 2300 UTC. We are here. You know, I think now that we have this all set up, we've got the hat racks, we've got all the stands. I think we could probably do this round about 12:30. You think?
I just knocked
maybe
on some
1 p.m. Pacific time.
Yes, let's
That'd
do it. 3:30
to 4 p.m. Eastern time.
But
you're
you don't
putting
have
21:30 to 2200 UTC. That's a lot of math.
Yes, well, just get it from your favorite podcast catcher. It's free to you.
You know what I know everybody wants, John? What are the names of these stands? Because these are nice. Do you even know?
Yeah.
He's going to get the box.
All right.
Does it say so on the bottom or anything? I like these. It's like a boomerang on the bottom.
They're great. I love them, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah. We'll see you next time. Now, this is what, instead of howling?
Oh, yeah.
We should throw our hats into the ring.
Okay.
On iOS Today!